Happy Easter, this is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 138. I give thanks to you with all my heart, Lord. I sing your praise before all other gods. I bow toward your holy temple and thank your name for your loyal love and faithfulness, because you have made your name and word greater than everything else. On the day I cried out, you answered me. You encouraged me with inner strength. Let all the earth's rulers give thanks to you, Lord, when they hear what you say. Let them sing about the Lord's ways, because the Lord's glory is so great. Even though the Lord is high, he can still see the lowly, but God keeps his distance from the arrogant. Whenever I am in deep trouble, you make me live again. You send your power against my enemy's wrath. You save me with your strong hand. The Lord will do all this for my sake. Your faithful love lasts forever, Lord. Don't let go of what your hands have made. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Exodus 40, verses 18 through 38. Moses set up the dwelling. He laid out its bases. He set up its boards, inserted its bars, and raised up its posts. He spread the tent out over the dwelling, and he put the covering of the tent over it, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He took the covenant document and placed it inside the chest. He put the poles on the chest, and he set the cover on top of the chest. He brought the chest into the dwelling. He set up the veil as a screen to hide from view the chest containing the covenant, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He placed the table in the meeting tent on the north side of the dwelling outside the veil. He set the bread in its proper place on the table in the Lord's presence, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He put the lampstand in the meeting tent, opposite the table on the south side of the dwelling. He set up the lamps in the Lord's presence, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He put the gold altar in the meeting tent in front of the veil. He burned sweet-smelling incense on it, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He also set up the screen at the entrance to the dwelling. He placed the altar for entirely burnt offerings at the entrance to the meeting tent dwelling. He offered the entirely burnt offering and the grain offering on it, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He put the wash basin between the meeting tent and the altar and put water in it for washing. Moses, Aaron, and his sons used it to wash their hands and their feet. Whenever they went into the meeting tent and whenever they approached the altar, they washed themselves, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He set up the courtyard around the dwelling and the altar, and he hung up the screen at the courtyard's gate. When Moses had finished all the work, the cloud covered the meeting tent, and the Lord's glorious presence filled the dwelling. Moses couldn't enter the meeting tent because the cloud had settled on it, and the Lord's glorious presence filled the dwelling. Whenever the cloud rose from the dwelling, the Israelites would set out on their journeys. But if the cloud didn't rise, then they didn't set out until the day it rose. The Lord's cloud stayed over the dwelling during the day, with lightning in it at night, clearly visible to the whole household of Israel at every stage of their journey. Today's New Testament reading comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. So then, brothers and sisters, we ask and encourage you, in the Lord Jesus, to keep living the way you already are, and even do better in how you live and please God, just as you learned from us. You know the instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. God's will is that your lives are dedicated to Him. This means that you stay away from sexual immorality, and learn how to control your own body in a pure and respectable way. Don't be controlled by your sexual urges like the Gentiles who don't know God. No one should mistreat or take advantage of their brother or sister in this issue. The Lord punishes people for all these things, as we told you before and sternly warned you. God didn't call us to be immoral, but to be dedicated to Him. Therefore, whoever rejects these instructions isn't rejecting a human authority. They are rejecting God, who gives His Holy Spirit to you. You don't need us to write about loving your brothers and sisters because God has already taught you to love each other. In fact, you are doing loving deeds for all the brothers and sisters throughout Macedonia. Now we encourage you, brothers and sisters, to do so even more. Aim to live quietly. Mind your own business and earn your own living, just as I told you. That way you'll behave appropriately toward outsiders, and you won't be in need. Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 38 through 48. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you that you must not oppose those who want to hurt you. If people slap you on your right cheek, you must turn the left cheek to them as well. When they wish to haul you to court and take your shirt, let them have your coat too. When they force you to go 1 mile, go with them too. Give to those who ask, and don't refuse those who wish to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you must love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who harass you, so that you will be acting as children of your Father who is in heaven. He makes the sun shine on both the evil and the good, and sends rain on both the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love only those who love you, what reward do you have? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing? Don't even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, just as your heavenly Father is complete in showing love to everyone, so also you must be complete.
He set aside his beauty, he set aside his majesty, to carry all our sorrows, to come and bear our grief. When we like sheep have gone astray, the man of sorrows made a way, crushed for our iniquities, his suffering brought us peace. With his wounds and by his stripes, we can enter paradise. This is the price of mercy. This is the price he paid to win the hearts of all his people. One day we'll be with him. Because of one we now are saved, the King of glory made a suffering brought us peace. With his wounds and by his stripes, we can enter paradise. Oh, praise the Lamb who has been slain. His blood has opened heaven's gates. His cross is calling all to come, to dwell with Father, Spirit, Son. Crushed for our iniquities, his suffering brought us peace. With his wounds and by his stripes, we can enter paradise. We can enter paradise.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from Psalm 139. Examine me, God. Look at my heart. Put me to the test. Know my anxious thoughts. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Enter Paradise, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.